Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. And let's go ahead and invite Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, Roy, how are you doing tonight?
Wonderful. And again, we want to thank all our listeners and our callers for joining us tonight. And we're looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in 2013, which is a big year for everybody. And I feel like we're all going through a lot of changes this year. You want to talk a little bit about that, Roy?
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting year so far. Everybody was concerned about 2012, and there was a lot of, you know, concerns in 2012. A lot of things happened, a lot of negative things. I feel that 2013 is going to be a more challenging year. So far, it's been starting out, for me, you know, quite a challenge. I'm starting into a new job, and actually it's going to be even a pay increase for me. So I think, a lot of it is, you know, starting out on the right foot. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, it's interesting you'd say challenges, because a lot has happened to me over the past year, stepping into 2013, and it seems like there's been a lot of trials and a lot of challenges this year. And I think it's starting off on a lot of the changes that we're going through. And that's why it's been very challenging for a lot of people, is stepping into new areas of our lives where we felt comfortable, and now we're stepping into new areas of our lives where it's going to be very challenging. And I think that's why all this is happening.
So how would you relate this, to people that are seeing things in their dreams, you know? How would that be related to that?
Well, I can honestly say that I've been having a lot of dreams since we stepped into 2012. And a lot of the dreams have become very vivid and very confusing. If you can try to figure out what those dreams mean and have a dream journal to write them down, then you might get a better understanding of what they're trying to tell you. The reason why people are becoming more aware in the dreams is because in the physical reality, people would be very scared of what they would see, knowing that the subconscious mind is endless. And there's endless possibilities in the subconscious mind.
And you say about dreams, would you say that the subconscious mind, you know, in these dreams, that we're receiving a lot of messages now? And like you said, you know, I think they're becoming more vivid. So, you know, we recommend that a lot of people, you know, have a notepad close by when they go to sleep at night. So in the morning when they remember their dreams, first thing when you wake up, you know, write down some of this information down, because there are messages in these dreams for each of us. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to mention, Roy, the best way to describe the dream world is like turning on your television. You know, it's like when you turn on your television or when you turn on satellite, that's what your subconscious is like. It's like tuning into different channels, and you never know what channel you're going to land on.
That is so interesting. And the main thing is be open to your dreams and allow, you know, that information to come through. Are you there?
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Okay, I thought maybe I'd lost you, Adrian. And main thing is I feel that, the veil's getting a lot thinner. I think in this year we're going to be seeing a lot more. Things are going to start manifesting a lot quicker. I think we're even going to be, people are going to even have more alien contacts. And what's your feelings with that, Adrian?
Well, like I say, the subconscious is endless, so there is going to be endless possibilities of different things that we're going to see, not just UFOs, but we're going to be seeing a lot more other things, too, that people can't explain. And there's going to be more attacks because the fact that this is a world that is part of everything, so therefore everything will come to fruition. That's kind of what my belief system is on that.
That is so true. And main thing is, to look at things in a positive way, and to, be focused more on the positive, listen to positive people speak, surround yourself with, positive people. And, right now a lot of people are, starting to feel drained, and I think a lot of it has to do with negative energies. We have to keep ourselves sheltered from that, and that's by surrounding ourselves with positive people. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, it's interesting you say that because when there's a lot of negative people around you, you don't feel... that they're very happy around you. You feel like that they envy you, or they're very jealous of you, or they try to tell you something that they have to make you feel jealous, and that doesn't come from the light. That comes from the dark. And I think that they're just trying to lower your self-esteem to go down to their level, because that's how they feel, and maybe because they didn't receive something of service or whatever it is, that's the dark side.
That is so true. And mainly, a lot of people, with this shift of consciousness, people are starting to become more aware of a lot of things that are going on. We have a lot more challenges ahead of us. We watch the media, and right now, one of the biggest things is, they want to do a ban on, on assault weapons and all weapons. And there's going to be a lot of people that are not going to agree with that, because they're taking away our Second Amendment by not allowing us to bear arms. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, my feelings on that is a lot of people are rebelling because they weren't happy with the selection of Obama anyways. So therefore, a lot of people are going to rebel against the system.
Yeah, there's going to be that. And a lot of it, too, is... I've always felt that this was part of the plan, and we're beginning to see that plan unfold as we get, further into 2013. Taxes are going to go up, and it's going to upset a lot of people. And the main thing is, how are people going to take it, Like you said, people are getting upset. And most of it is we have to, you know, focus more on the spiritual and you know, and give it up to you know, to God or, you know, to our supreme being, you know, whoever that might be, more with source, and allow, you know, that you know, whatever we might be feeling, and give that up to that. And how are we doing on callers tonight, Adrian?
Well, it looks like we lost some callers, but we got one caller on the 443 area. Let's go ahead and bring him on. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Felicia. I'm calling from Maryland.
And again, we want to welcome you onto our show tonight. And is there anything that you could share with us real quick, like on your feelings of 2013, now that we're in the 2013?
I just know it's a different, we're in a different time, where it's the end of one era and the beginning of a new one. So we're in like a transitioning phase. I can't really explain it because I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. And it's going to be challenging. You know, that's the main thing. And, you
yeah.
know, things are going to move a lot more rapidly,
mm-hmm.
you know, in 2013. And what? How can we help you with the reading right now?
I wanted to see about my love life.
And are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm just talking to someone.
Okay. And Adrian, what are you getting?
I'm sorry?
I'm just asking Adrian what he's getting.
What am I?
What are you wanting to know? Like, how, was your long term? If it's any long term, or
yeah, if there's any long term relationship this year, and if the guy I'm dating, is that going anywhere?
Do you feel like it's going anywhere? I mean, have you felt any kind of doubts? Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Adrian was saying, have you been feeling any doubt with this relationship?
Well, it's not doubt. It's just being unsure. Like, I'm unsure of if it's going to go anywhere. I don't know if it's doubt.
So it's not really. You don't feel any doubts of. How you feel around him?
I guess in a way, because I guess fear of previous experience.
So things from your past?
Yeah, and our differences.
Do you feel you're compatible?
No, I feel like we're not compatible, but we're drawn to each other.
Okay, so what I'm getting is if you're not compatible, then most likely it probably won't work. Just the fact that you're incompatible but you're drawn together, that can cause an issue in the future, because there's going to be a choice of different paths between both of you. And you're going to want to change him and he's not going to want to change. And it kind of happened with me with a friend, because I was wanting him to change, but at the same time, I don't think he will change because he doesn't want change right now. And change is a very hard thing for people, especially in 2013. Like Roy says, we're going through some major changes, so it's going to be very challenging. And if you do choose to stay with him, then it will be very challenging for the both of you. And do you
okay.
agree with that, Roy?
Yeah,
yes, you know, that's going to play a big part in it. What I'm getting, too, is you're feeling a lot of you're not quite sure about this relationship because of what's happened to you in the past. I guess a lot of relationships that you've had, you know, they, something didn't turn out there, you know, between the both of you. And now it's hard for you to have trust. Yeah. And what are your fears right now?
I don't know, just wasting another year or two with somebody that, you know, like overlooking a lot of things and just, I don't want to say wasting time, but being with somebody that is not going to be the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with.
So you're looking more for a commitment, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is where you're having a little problem, you know, from the past, because some of these past relationships, a lot of these people didn't want to commit to you. And so my guides are telling me that you have to be a little more trustworthy and to allow the universe to, you know, provide that special someone for you. And do you make much contact with your, I mean, do you do any meditation or prayers to your spirit guides or your, you know, guardian angels?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be something to continue so that you can manifest the kind of relationship that you want and that special person, you know, that you want in your life. And, Adrian, do you have any more to add to that?
Well, I'd just like to mention, Roy, it's kind of like if you were to have an old car and you kept fixing it up, and this is just an example, you know, and you keep trying to fix the car up and it keeps breaking down on you, it's most likely the universe is telling you that it's time for a new car that does work for you. And it's the same thing, same situation with this guy that you like. If you keep trying to change him, it's just going to turn to crap. So it might end up just telling you, you know, it's time for somebody new, time to move on.
Is this something that you've been feeling about this relationship?
Well, I wouldn't really call it a relationship. It's just dating right now. But it's been like a month, and I don't know, I've already expressed myself of how I felt unsure of where this is going just because of all of our differences. So.
Another thing is my guides are telling me that you need to take your power back. Do you understand what I'm talking about when I say that?
No.
What's happened is in the past, these people that you've met were taking your power away. And by taking it back, now that's going to make you a lot more confident, give you more strength, you know, and you're going to see, you know, a lasting relationship and be able to set your goals, you know, where you want, you know, this to go.
And you probably won't feel very vulnerable either, or as vulnerable.
Right.
Because men do that to, you know, women, and they can feel vulnerable. You know, and when you learn self-control, then you don't become vulnerable. That's another way to take your power back, when you don't give in to it very easily.
Okay. So do you see me meeting anybody this year that is more compatible for me?
Actually, I'm seeing that there is a recovery that's coming your way. Right now, and my guides are telling me that you need to focus and be a little more positive, you know, in your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Has this created some negative thought for you? And have you been feeling positive?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to say overall yes. Just I'm just working on the relationship part.
Right. Main thing is you're headed in the right direction. And to, are you close to your family?
Yes.
And do you talk much to them?
About what?
About anything, you know, things that are going on in your life, you know, people that you've met, you know, relationships that you've had in the past.
Yes.
And have they been giving you any guidance, you know, when you talk to them?
Giving me any what?
Any guidance.
Not really.
Okay. So they're not in agreement in the way you did things?
Yeah, I don't think they are in agreement with the way I do things.
Okay. So what my guides are telling me that you need to either, you know, talk to a close friend, somebody that's going to help you to, you know, talk about, you know, what you're going through. Do you have any close friends?
Yeah, I have been talking to my close friends and one of my close cousins.
Okay, so that would be a good step, you know, for you to, you know, talk to them. And are they in a pretty stable relationship, or are they having problems?
Well, I have a friend that is having problems with her relationship, and my cousin is in a married one.
Oh, okay. So then she should, you know, be the one, you know, that you could talk to, and, you know, to give you, you know, a better idea, you know, of what, you know, you might be experiencing right now. Main thing is not to try to take this on, you know, by yourself, because all it's going to do is create a lot of, you know, hardship for you.
Right.
Are you young? Are you pretty young?
I don't know what's considered young. I guess I'm
24. I mean, are you in your early
20s? I'm in my early mid 20s, 24.
Okay. So, you know, you have, you know, a lot of years ahead of you, and the main thing is not to rush into anything. You know, have you ever heard the saying, look before you leap?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best advice that, you know, that we can give you is, you know, just, you know, find the special person that you want in your life. And you know, and they have to treat you as well as you treat them. And they should be coming to you. You shouldn't have to, you know, go to them. And they should treat you in the best way that they can. Adrian, do you have any more?
I'm kind of getting that you need to light a candle for love. I would light a pink one. and, you know, write down all the relationships that hasn't worked for you and burn it, burn the paper, and just tell the universe that those things were no good for you and you want that out of your life and you wish the best for them and that you're ready to move on and you want to find somebody that's going to be compatible for you and for your highest good, and that there won't be no harm on anybody, and that your intentions are good. And you're not trying to control nobody, you're just trying to bring the kind of love into your life that you deserve. That's kind of what I wanted to share.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And again, you know, we are our own co-creators. We can create the kind of reality that we want. A lot of it is we have to visualize, you know, what we are manifesting into our lives. So, you know, do you do much dreaming?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you dream very much?
I'm starting to again.
Okay. So my guides are saying to watch your dreams and to, you know, write down any thing that you see in your dreams, because a lot of that is messages to you. So, you know, use your intuition, you know, follow your dreams, and it'll help guide you. And again, we want to thank you for calling us, and we hope that we've been able to help you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Adrian, is there any more callers right now?
There's a bunch.
Okay, we're going to go ahead with the next caller now. Have a good day.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to the 716 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Audrey. I'm calling from New York.
New York. Great. Again, we want to welcome you to AstroMind 2012. My name is Roy, and you'll be talking to Roy and Adrian tonight. And how can we help you?
Well, this man, Sean, is back in my life, and I just wanted to know when I will get the commitment that I want out of him. Things are going really good. I've known him for quite some time, and he's finally in my life, so the connection's really strong.
Do you feel that this person's your twin flame?
Yes, he's my twin flame, definitely.
That's wonderful. And, Nathan, what messages do you have for her?
Do you feel any doubt with this person?
No, not at all.
Good. So I'm kind of getting you off on a good direction. You just want clarity. And I feel like a lot of people around you are going to be giving you a lot of clarity and a lot of answers, you know, and messages, and especially in your dreams. From now on, I think that you're going to be receiving a lot of dreams about this person. And it feels like there's still some distance between you two, but I feel like on a physical level, you guys are going to connect more and more as time passes.
Okay.
And then your bond will become stronger. That's kind of what I get.
Yes, I can understand that because it's real emotional right now.
Have you been having some some doubt on making some decisions?
Yes.
And does this have to do with your job or where you're located?
Just located, because I don't work right now.
Yeah.
I kind of just do, like, freelance and, you know, home business.
Right. Because, Jen, that it's been causing, you know, a little bit of controversy for you, because it's hard for you to keep things balanced right now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What are your goals for 2013?
Just basically to, you know, keep the positive and just to move forward, you know, with healing and to work on, you know, stronger relationships and, you know,
right,
spirituality.
And what are your strong points? You know, what are your talents?
I'm very intuitive, creative. You know, I work really well with people. I do a lot of, I cut hair. I do a lot of, you know, arts. I'm an artsy person.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done any kind of readings for people? Any kind of metaphysical work?
That's what I'm trying to get into now.
Okay, because I'm seeing that in your future, that you're going to be doing a lot more. Main thing is to continue to, you know, do the things that you enjoy doing and that you resonate with. Then you'll see that things will move a lot faster, a lot quicker for you.
Okay.
And then how's your health right now?
My health?
Your health?
Not that great. Trying to
not
get there,
that
but it's
great.
Not, yeah.
Okay, my guides are telling me that that's where your focus needs to be in order for, okay, this is how it works. In order for you to have happiness in your life, number one is your health. Number two is your wealth. Number three is your relationship.
Right.
And that's, they have to all be in that order. So this would be something we're into 2013, so that could be part of your New Year's Eve resolution.
Yeah, it's a big step. It's a big step,
yeah.
Don't trust me.
Yeah.
But
because, you know, how can you help others if you can't help yourself first?
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. So, but it's like I said, it's in progress.
Yeah, and that's the main thing, as long as you've made steps to head in that direction.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. That's why I just want to see if that commitment was coming in March in the relationship as well as everything else. So.
Right. And, Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, I definitely feel like there is. I just feel like right now it's the patience, because you've been so patient lately. So therefore, the energy is directing you into being patient, just because you know something is coming. You've been feeling it. And that's why you ask, because you want validation. And that's why I said you'll be receiving a lot of validation and a lot of clarity. And it's a good time to start working with your guides and your angels, because they're the ones that will direct you to staying on that path of intuition. So really listen to your intuition That's kind of what I get, like your gut feelings.
Okay, that's so great, because I'm going to go to Missouri and get some healing done. So that's really great. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You are so welcome. And again, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great night.
You have a great night.
You too.
Blessings to you. You do a great job.
Yeah. Namaste.
Namaste.
Same here.
Nathan, is there another call?
Yeah, let's go to the 818 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
Well, hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Well, my name is Desiree, and I'm calling from L.A. How are you doing?
Wonderful, and again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight. My name is Roy, and you'll be talking to Roy and Adrian, and how can we help you?
Well, I have a difficult situation, but I know you'll be able to tune into it. I've been living in my mom's place for, it will be almost 5 years, and how can I say this, but she did pass away, and I'd like to know if you could give me insight on what will be happening to me regarding a move due to the fact that she has a reverse mortgage on her property, and I am not at, let's say, I don't have the ability at the moment to reverse the property in my name with the finance. So if you could direct me on what my next move would be, I would appreciate it.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Oh, gosh, no.
No?
No, there's
yeah.
No one in my life.
Okay, because I'm seeing a dark-haired man with dark eyes that is going to help you, you know, and give you some good advice, you know, as to what direction you need to go. Is this somebody that you might know right now?
No, I don't know anyone with dark hair and dark eyes.
Okay. If you don't know this person, then this is somebody that you're going to meet in the near future.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you've just been feeling sort of disappointed in you know, some of the losses. And have you been losing some friendships also?
Well, you could say that, but it was on my own doing because of the fact that I chose to do that because of the fact that I needed to.
Okay. Was this creating hardship for you?
Well, it's a little bit of hardship. I would say that... you know, I've had to do that because of the fact that I know that that with these friendships that I did have, they're not supposed to be where I need to be in my own life, in my own purpose and journey. So I had to do a lot of closing of doors, but you know what? It's been a little bit of heartache, yeah.
Nathan, what are you getting?
I'm getting that you need to connect more to the spiritual. I don't know why, but I just got the feeling that came over me that right now you need to connect more to the spiritual and start learning more about soul searching. That's kind of what I get.
Okay.
It's do you have any other family members live in there? Or somebody that you're close to?
I don't have anyone living with me right now. Purposely because it wasn't a good situation, so that person's no longer here. I mean, I feel like I need to be alone. I'm better off when I have my sacred space, and I guess not knowing what will be happening with her place and not knowing where I'm going to go is a little discerning for me, because of the fact that I really have been doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of calling on you know, my mom that passed and my dad that has passed, and I've been calling on my spiritual guides and calling on my angels and been calling on Source to you know, give me divine counseling, because I'm not one to do a lot of moving if I don't need to.
Now, are you living in your hometown?
Yeah, I'm living in my hometown.
Because if you spent that many years there, I mean, you were growing up in that area. Was there close friends that you were, you know, that you made while you were there?
Yeah, I mean, I did when I was younger, you know, I mean, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you're saying someone that has, you know, like dark hair and dark eyes,
right.
You know, when I was a child, you know, I had someone that, you know, had dark hair and dark eyes. Again, I would just say that I think the hardest part right now is not knowing, you know, if where to go. I mean, if,
yeah,
you know, and I know that where I am in my hometown, in the location I'm at, I would really like to be near the water. I need to be near the ocean. And the ocean's about like 45 minutes away to an hour. And if anyone said, you know, where do you want to be, that's where I need to be.
Right. And what I'm getting from my guides is that some of these people that you've known from the past, you're going to start meeting them again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lady with light brown hair and hazel eyes that's going to help you, you know, to, you know, whatever you're going through right now, she's going to give you some good advice. Is this somebody that you know now, or somebody from your past?
Well, I met a gal actually at a workshop who, you know, she has light brown hair, and I don't know if she has hazel eyes, but she's very, I feel like, you know, we're supposed to be very dear friends because of our paths that have crossed, and she does live about a half an hour from the ocean, so I feel like she was brought in specifically to somehow be a guide to me as a human here.
Right.
And
you know, and this is all interesting because, see, we meet people for a reason. Well,
oh yeah,
we meet them for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just part of this circle, you know, that we all have, you know. This is
right.
Part of our or sacred space, like you say, but if it's more of a sacred circle that we meet these people, we've met them in other past lives, and now they've come